Thursday, a new podcast premieres that highlights the people and research taking place in Alaska. On this Northern Soundbites, we hear from two of the researchers behind the venture. But before we hear from them, here is an excerpt from one of the podcasts.
I was a jet boat pilot working with U.S. Fish and Wildlife crew one time. We were doing salmon habitat studies. And they had left some data collectors in the river channel to collect temperature and things like that. And they wanted to come back toward the springtime with snow machines and come up the river to retrieve the data collectors. And so we had a strategy meeting, and we were sitting there most of one evening. Of course, it was summer when we were thinking about it, but they had their GPS gear out, and we were plotting courses for them to come back in the winter and retrieve these data collectors. And we got almost done, and one of the local guys stopped by with a boat, and we asked him, if it was you coming up this river, which way would you go? And he pointed across the river and said, there's a road from the village to right there. I'll come up the road and just cross the river once.
An excerpt from Alaska Voices. Here are two of the project's creators, Jesse Young Robertson, Research Assistant Professor, and Bob Bolton, Research Associate Professor at UAF.
Yeah, this started back in 2016 as an idea. Bob and I were at the American Geophysical Union's annual meeting, and I just found myself getting kind of overwhelmed and maybe a little bit bored with the science talks, and I just wished somebody would tell me this story. And scientists have a lot of great stories, but we don't always get to hear them. And so Bob and I got to talking at the conference, and I thought it'd be really neat to have like a story core that's more science-based. And that's how it started, but it morphed into something a lot more general, not just science stories, but conversations from a wide variety of people. And then we set up a partnership with StoryCorps, and they came and did a community training in 2017 where they trained about 11 or 12 of us to be facilitators, which means that we find people that want to record conversations and we do that recording.
When you say there are a lot of great stories to be told, are you talking about stories about the research itself, about what people think about the research? What do you mean by that?
I guess some of it was we wanted it to be about the research and the results, but we also wanted it to be about the people and humanizing scientists themselves, just hearing people's stories. And then as it morphed from that into more conversations from community members, we wanted to hear conversations between people that knew each other, that had a little bit of history about their experiences in Alaska with the environment, with scientists themselves, just different perspectives.
In terms of humanizing the science, when you go to a conference or you read a paper, they talk about the results and you have these nice, pretty plots of, you know, great data and these real nice straight lines and small uncertainty bars or maybe large uncertainty bars, but you never really understand what goes in behind those data points. And so we wanted to talk about the process and have people talk about the process and about the four-wheeler that breaks down or the flat tire or the equipment that breaks or the grad student that is having difficulty with their mentor or the grad student that's having a great experience with their mentor and that relationship. That was sort of the beginning, and I think it's important to have people understand and realize that we are human scientists are humans, and we have our own stories and we have our own trials and we have our own tribulations just like everybody else. We're not too much different than the people that you run into at Fred Meyer's or Safeway or the gas station or anywhere else in town or the state.
And so it sounds like you're aiming at the general public. So how will you do this? Will it be a podcast? What are you thinking on?
So it's going to be a podcast, and then we're also going to be sharing the stories on our website.
Yeah, we're planning to launch our podcast on the 7th of May. And so we'll launch with 5 stories from different groups of people, as well as a short conversation between Jesse and myself describing the project. So that all happens on the 7th of May. And then we'll roll out 2 different episodes per week for about 6 months. And that will be our first season of the podcast itself. And then our Alaska Voices website will have all the stories and all the conversations and photos and some backstory associated with that as well. And so that's our medium at this point.
That's great. How long do you see each episode lasting?
They're around 5 minutes each. We have one or two that are a bit longer. The recorded conversations are the standard StoryCorps length, which are 40 minutes. And then we had an amazing editor, Kelsey Skonberg, work with the participants to edit them down to 5 minutes. And we made sure that those 5 minutes capture the essence of the conversation and that the participants are comfortable with what are in those edited pieces. I wanted to thank all of the participants who shared their conversations with us. And also to Kelsey for being an amazing editor and taking everyone's thoughts and opinions into account.
How many conversations did you initially gather for this launch, and what do you hope for in the future?
We have 60 conversations that have been edited down, and that's what we'll launch with. So we have about 6 months worth of material to roll out.
I guess like most things, our challenge is funding. And so we have a lot of ideas moving into the future. We just don't yet have funding for it. And so at this point, it's just this podcast and the sharing of these 60 stories. But if we do come across some more funding, then we will continue it.
What did you hear that you weren't expecting for and that you really made an impression on you from these interviews?
So there's like several dimensions to that. So for me, as the person recording the conversation with the headphones on and listening to two people talk for 40 minutes, I got to see two people connect and hold space for each other in a way that we don't often do these days. We give them guidelines when they are recording with each other, like not to do encouragers like, And so instead, they just really listen to each other. And I got to really listen because I'm not supposed to interrupt. And then I watched the people having the conversation have an experience where, like I said, they were holding space and got to talk and really listen for 40 minutes face to face. And we just don't often do that. And then in sharing these stories with other people, there's this third experience of the audience that gets to connect with these two people on whatever experience or story that they're talking about. And so I guess also the conversation arc is quite interesting. So people would talk pretty heavily for 20 minutes, and then there was kind of a lull. And because I wasn't supposed to interrupt the silence, we sat with that for a minute, and the conversation would take off in a whole new direction, and kind of the story would get thicker and more rich. So I thought that was really neat.
For me, the biggest realization or the biggest surprise was that everybody has a story. And if you prod them enough and if people trust you, people really want to tell their story. We went down to the Alaska Forum on the Environment and set up a recording station and a listening station in Anchorage a couple years ago. And we had a session where we demonstrated the equipment and what we would do and some of the questions that are asked, and just kind of went through a demo of what would happen. A lot of people from a lot of different communities in Alaska come to this meeting. And the session itself was quite full. There was a lot of people that participated in the session. But at the beginning part of the meeting, nobody would come record with us. Maybe one or two people would show up, and we were like, well, this is kind of going to flop. But people started to have good experiences with the recording and enjoying the process of having that conversation with somebody. And by the time when the meeting was over and we're trying to catch our plane back home, people were rushing up to us saying, hey, I have something that I really need to say, and I really want to tell you, and I want to have this conversation. And I found that pretty powerful and pretty amazing itself. The other thing that I really have learned from this process is I've become a much better listener. When I listen to people or talking, I'm more interested in what they have to say and what they are saying, and not jumping to some conclusion or coming back with some sort of retort or some snarky comment or something like that. It's like I'm actually listening, processing what the people are saying before I'm responding. And that's been a really powerful and useful tool for me.
Well, Jesse Young Robertson and Bob Bolton of Alaska Voices, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.